with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. The next time you reach for a paperback book, one of the men you can thank is Ian Ballantyne.
It was a time when people said in the U.S. that Europeans were the types that would read paperbound books, but Americans would never do that.
In the 1930s, there were only 500 bookstores in the entire United States.
There were no bookstores in the whole state of North and South Dakota.
The booksellers of the period hated the thought of paperbacks. They thought it would cut into their business. Penguin had been profitably publishing paperbacks in England, but Ballantyne says the U.S. copyright laws prevented the export of those books to the U.S.
Until recently, our country had a worse copyright law than the Russians. It had a manufacturing clause in it, which was designed to protect American printers.
Ian Ballantyne, just 22 years old, went to Penguin to say he knew a way to get the books into America.
The copyright is a formal record kept by the government in the event that there is a dispute. And if you ask them to take away their formal record, there's nothing they can do. They have to give it up. And if they don't have it there anymore, then customs would have no excuse for stopping the book.
Coincidentally, pocketbooks also started publishing paperbacks in the U.S. the same time as Penguin, July 1939. The books went to drugstores, magazine shops, bus and train stations, and overnight changed American reading habits.
This meant using magazine wholesalers, who in some instances were also newspaper wholesalers. And some of them were rather rugged types.
Ian Ballantyne went on to found Bantam and Ballantyne Books and is still active and especially proud of such recent titles as The Secret of the Gnomes and Castles. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Ian Ballantyne is one of the most innovative publishers in America. He was in the forefront of the paperback explosion in the late 1930s, bringing the Penguin books to the U.S. from England. During World War II, he was responsible for the first Armed Forces Edition paperback, John Steinbeck's The Moon is Down.
A library of 50 books went out to every unit. It was never again going to be the case that you could say that Americans didn't read paperbound books.
Ballantyne founded Bantam Books in 1945 and Ballantyne Books in 1952, both now part of the Random House empire.
I tell the Bantam people now that I'm the only founder you ever had.
Ian Ballantyne was among the first paperback publishers to print original titles, and he developed the concept of publishing a book in softcover and hardcover simultaneously. In the 1950s, Ballantyne published the best of the science fiction then being written. He likes the idea of cozying up to the authors who are thinking about what's going to happen next.
When Tolkien came with The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, that changed things forever. Fantasy had been considered to be juvenile. We now were able to establish that fantasy was adult.
Ian Ballantyne regrets some publishing decisions, such as the time he turned down Jack Kerouac's On the Road.
My 15-year-old son had just announced that he was leaving for Canada on his bicycle and he was going to support life with his .22 and his fishing rod. And I knew the book would sell, but I also knew there would be no way of explaining it to Richard if we published it, and said he couldn't go to Canada.
Publisher Ian Ballantyne, the man behind two recent beautiful books, The Secret of the Gnomes and Castles. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.